Yes, I would like to say that I'm a chaplain here in the prison in California, and I have been dealing with this teaching of once saved, always saved for quite some time now. I want you to understand that this is not true. This is not a true doctrine. People can lose their salvation if they don't hold on to their faith. Jesus says in his letter to the church in Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, they have forsaken their first love, which is Jesus Christ. They have turned away, they have abandoned and deserted him. Many in prison that I have experienced believe that no matter what I do, no matter what they do, their salvation is not in question. I want you to understand that, first of all, this is false. The Bible tells us that we as believers need to live holy. That I have dealt with men here who believe they have no responsibility in following Jesus once they accept this teaching, once they get Jesus, that it's a past experience. You can't just live in sin and think you're going to go to heaven because sin separates you from God. That's why God sent Jesus to redeem you from your sin. I want you to understand that this particular doctrine, I have noticed that when I'm preaching, a lot of people believe when they hear the gospel that they don't need to repent of their sins. They have like deaf ears. They believe that no matter what I do, I'm still going to heaven. Well, I want to tell you is you need to repent. Just like Jesus said to the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2 verse 5, that they needed to repent from the height in which they have fallen, do the things they did at first. That's what you need to do. Do the things at first. Don't turn your back on Jesus. Hold on. Jesus says, hold on. In fact, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 11, Jesus says, hold on. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. So you need to hold on. Don't believe this doctrine. It's a different salvation doctrine. It's a false doctrine. It's not the true doctrine of salvation that God gave us, because we got to live holy before Jesus. Jesus tells us in Luke 9:23, therefore, anyone who wishes to come after me must deny himself daily and take up the cross and follow me. Now listen to this in regards to faith. If you can't, you think you can throw your faith away and think you're going to make it, you can't. First of all, when you understand Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God, that those who come to him must believe that he exists and he earnestly rewards those who seek him. So we need to seek him with all our heart. I want to refer you also to James. James chapter 5, 19 and 20 is talking to the brethren. The brethren are one who turns away. So it's very important that you understand that there are plenty of warnings in the Bible. So don't be deceived by this false doctrine of once saved, always saved. There are warnings in the Bible all over. You need to hear what the Bible is saying and follow it. You need to obey it. Because if you don't, Jesus has something to say in Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons and perform many miracles. And Jesus says, I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer. In Matthew 10:32, Jesus says, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father who's in heaven. But if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my Father who's in heaven. So we don't want to deny Jesus by living in sin. Remember, a great sacrifice has taken place. God sent his only begotten Son. God bless you, and the Lord be with you.